Now, Mr. Smith, tell me, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doc, I still don't seem to have the Christmas spirit.
I see. Did you follow my suggestions?
Yes, I've been playing Christmas music nonstop.
Did you get a Christmas tree?
30-footer.
House?
Oh, I decorated it. Santa Claus, Rudolph, you name it. It's in my front yard or on the roof.
No effect?
Nothing.
How about gifts?
I bought gifts for everybody, even people who didn't give me one last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't have the Christmas spirit.
Of course not. None of those things work.
What? Then why'd you tell me to do them?
So that you would realize that the true Christmas spirit is not something you catch. It's the result of having a relationship with the person that Christmas is about.
What?
Christmas is a celebration of the fact that God gave us his only son. The spirit of Christmas is found in knowing Jesus. It's not about gifts or eggnog.
Eggnog? Oh, I forgot to get eggnog.
Have you listened to a word I've said?
I'll be right back.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
Far, far away from Bethlehem, in a land in the east, three wise men, Gaspar, Melchior and Balthazar, studied the stars. They believed the stars told of signs from God. On the night that Jesus was born, the wise men saw a new star in the sky. "What can this star mean?" said Gaspar. "It is an omen," said Melchior. "It means something very, very important. I believe a king has been born who comes to the people of Israel," said Balthazar. "He carries God's message. We must find him." Day after day they traveled through the valley of the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, over the sands of the hot, scorching desert, past Damascus, and along the River Jordan. At last, they came to Jerusalem, in the region known as Judea, where Herod was king. They approached the gates of Herod's palace and asked to see the king. The wise men were shown in and presented to Herod. "Tell us," said Melchior, "where is the new king who has just been born?" "King? What new king?" said Herod. "I am the king, and I know of no other. I assure you that no new king has just been born." "A new star appeared in the heavens," said Gaspar. "It is a sign from God that the promised king and savior has been born." "What do you mean?" Herod shouted. "A new star? A new king?" "Yes, it is a child from God who is born," said Balthazar. "We've come to give thanks and worship him." Herod was filled with jealousy and fear. If it were true that another king was born, then it would mean that Herod would have to take measures to preserve his power from his rival. Herod called for the learned men of his court who were familiar with the words of the prophets. "Who is this king they speak of?" demanded Herod. One of the court's most distinguished scholars stepped forward to speak. "It has been told by the prophets that God himself would send a king to Israel," said the scholar, "and that he would be born in Bethlehem. It's quite true what the wise men say." Herod was taken aback by the scholar's words. He would have to do something about this new king. Herod dismissed his advisors and addressed the wise men to better plan his treachery. "Tell me," said Herod, "on what date did you see this star?" They told him the date. "Very good," said Herod. "Go and search diligently for the young child at Bethlehem. When you find him, bring me word again so that I too may come and worship him." The wise men rejoiced because they now knew where to find the child. When they left the palace, there above them in the sky was the star they had seen rising in the east. He followed the star to Bethlehem until it stopped over the place where the child was. The sight of the star over the stable filled them with joy. Dressed in their finery and jewels and their cloaks of silk, the wise men stepped down from their camels. They entered the stable and saw Mary and the baby Jesus. The wise men were overcome instantly with wonder. A great peace filled their souls. They fell to their knees to worship him. Then, opening the treasures they had brought, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. "Truly, we have found the Anointed One of God," proclaimed Balthazar. "His glory and love shall save the people of the world." The wise men stayed with Jesus for several days to pay homage to him and praise the work of God. One night, the angel of the Lord came to them in a dream and said, "Do not go back to Herod. He plans evil things for this child, and he will use you as his instruments." The next morning, the wise men left Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Heeding the words of the angel, they returned to their country by another way. Weeks passed, and King Herod grew more and more furious. The wise men never returned to tell him where they found the baby Jesus. It was clear to Herod that they had deceived him. King Herod didn't want to worship Jesus. He wanted to do away with him. He knew the baby was still very young because the wise men had told him the date when they first saw the star. So he called the commander of his soldiers and gave him this order: "Go now to Bethlehem and kill every male child who is under 2 years of age. None must be spared. This new king will be destroyed." That night in Bethlehem, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph. "Arise, Joseph," said the angel. "Take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Stay there until I bring you word to return. Herod intends to search for the child and kill him. Go now, Joseph." Joseph got up immediately, and taking Jesus and Mary with him, fled that night along the road to Egypt. The next morning, Herod's soldiers came to Bethlehem and filled the streets with terror. They broke through doors and seized all the young boys of the town. The townspeople pleaded and fought to protect the lives of their children. But it was no use. Herod's soldiers were merciless. When they marched away, they left slaughter in their wake and the weeping of mothers and fathers. Bethlehem had become a town of sorrow. But Joseph had brought Mary and the child safely into Egypt. They stayed there for some time until the angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph. "Herod is dead," said the angel. "The child is safe, for those who wanted to kill him are no more. Take the child and his mother back to your homeland." So Joseph journeyed back to Israel with Mary and Jesus, and took them to Galilee to settle once again in the tiny village of Nazareth. This child, the baby Jesus, fulfilled the divine promise God had made long ago to the people of Israel. Jesus would bring the word of God to the entire world and lead his people to the kingdom of heaven. Mary and Joseph rejoiced in God's love and mercy. Thus, the Savior was born unto the world.